Hope, first of all, I love the t-shirt. Jimmy Kelly, I know, has been at some of your events, and he brought me this awesome, it's a great t-shirt with bright red letters, Republicans with Hope. And Hope Danoff, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dawn. It's such a pleasure being with you today. Thank you so very much for having me back on.
Oh, the pleasure's always mine. So tell me, because we want everybody to know what's going on locally, and you're somebody locally. I'm getting admonished because I didn't place the shirt high enough. let me put it up really quick here. Got it?
If you're on YouTube, you're going to look gorgeous in it.
Here it is. I love t-shirts. I live in t-shirts and yoga pants when I'm not here. And I do wear it. I still wear a suit to work, even though the guys tease me. All right. So tell me what's going on, because Hope, you are somebody who always, you're holding great events across the region, and you want people to get involved.
I do. What's happening is that what we're doing is that we have flag waving every 2 weeks at Walsh and the Boulevard from 11 to 1.
Okay.
We're really partnering with the Trump Force 47. We're also having Zoom meetings with people from Communist China that I met at the polls. We've had one already with like 50 Chinese families. We're having another one in October, and they are registering Republican. I have 33 boxes of mail-in ballot registration forms, and I am giving them out. They're basically half gone now. Everyone that comes to my house, wherever I go, I give them out. I buy stamps that everyone can put these stamps on, because what I found when I worked with Operation Community One in North Philly, I was giving these ballots out, and they were going in the trash. So I actually walk people through how to do it with the stamp, and then I mail it in for them. We're working with the Black Conservative Federation, Americans for Prosperity, and we're supporting candidates like Neil Young, Kay Dugary, Alfre Woodward, different people like that in helping them get elected. So really, what we're really doing is we're connecting people to really make a difference and letting them know, too, that we are Republican. This is what we stand for. Dawn, so many people, a lot of Republicans don't even vote. Like, I'll be making phone calls to Republicans to get them out to vote. They're like low voters. The other thing is that energizing the base and also educating people what Republicans stand for. Every opportunity, whether it's the guy that's fixing my boiler right now, someone that works with my son, every opportunity is a place to tell people what Republicans stand for. And in my world, I can't begin to tell you that 99.1%, you're always going to find the one is going to tell you that they're not going to be a Republican or vote Republican. But I really feel like there's a sea change happening in the inner city, out in the suburbs. People are afraid to say, oh, I'm going to vote Republican. But that's what Republicans with Hope really stands for, is letting people know that we are here, we're proud to be American, and we're going to really make a difference this November.
And so tell me a little bit more, Hope, about families who are, so they've immigrated to this country, and they're from China, obviously Communist China. And so these are asylum seekers, or they already did that and went through the process of coming here legally. And so what are some of those conversations like with, because we don't talk about this a lot.
Yeah, well, the incredible thing, like Jim was at our last event. He was a fantastic DJ. And my great friend there, who I met at the polls, Ying Jay, he wants me to call him Martin. I met his whole family, and I gave him a whole box of these mail-in ballot registrations. They really skew conservative, and they came here legally, but they don't know about the voting process. So my treasurer, we're a PAC political action committee in Pennsylvania. So my treasurer, Jerry, and I, we had a Zoom meeting with like 50 families. They like to keep very private. And we talked to them about what Republicans stand for and also how to vote, how to go through the voting process. And we're going to be doing that again in the first week of October. It's a wonderful thing. It was interesting when I met this beautiful person who was saying, like, you know, I worked the polls for like 12 hours, and we have all the Democrats on the other side, and they thought he was going to be Democrat. They like attacked him as he walked in. He goes, no, I'm a Republican. And it was such my pleasure to walk him into the polls, and he voted Republican for the first time. From there became a conversation. I met his family, I met his relatives, and they skew conservative. They love the Republican values. And so that's what we're doing. We're registering them to vote Republican.
And so you're helping people to apply for mail-in ballots? Is that
Yeah, what it is that, well, we're telling them how to, we're telling them about the voting process.
Giving, Jerry and I are talking about that. Okay.
Yeah, educating them about that. And then, because I don't want to say you have to vote Republican,
right.
but they love the Republican values. So the mail-in ballots, voter registration, telling them where to go to the polls and how to vote. They want to vote Republican because these are people that love the Republican values. They came from communist China. They want freedom. They don't like where the Democratic Party stands for. And that's what I'm finding in the inner cities, too, and out in Welsh and the Boulevard. It's incredible the support we get at Welsh and the Boulevard. We do flag waving, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, it's incredible. The first couple weeks we did it, we got like, you know, beep, 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 beep. Now it's like after Trump, you know, unfortunately, you know, had that, you know, that gunshot wound to his ear. It's like incredible amount of support. And we have flags. We give flags away. I give out stamps to make sure that these candidates, you know, they can send out, you know, postcards. We really want to make a difference. This is boots on the ground now. It's do or die now to November. And I am going I'm going to do everything I can to get Donald Trump elected. And also Dave McCormick. He's a terrific candidate as well.
And have you done any events with Dave McCormick?
I have.
Okay.
He came to my first event. He's a dear friend. He came to my first event when I was really just starting out this political action committee, Republicans with Hope. He came to my first potluck, April 10th. That's where, you know, Anthony DiRenzo was, and we had Tom
yes.
DiBello and all these candidates, David Winkler. And he came to my first event, and he didn't even know who I was, and we've become very, very dear friends. And he comes to almost everything, either him or one of his, either, you know, Eric or Bruce or someone. Bruce came to my last event. It's really about having a coalition, having a positive coalition, a positive movement. That's what I call my grassroots movement, positive movement for positive change. It's do or die here. We have to make a difference. We have to get Donald Trump elected. We're not going to have a country if we don't. Inflation, I know that's a big thing for people, the borders. I mean, I can see what's happening. I have family members with a disability, and I see what's happening in our country, that these illegals are getting all this money, food stamps. Someone just told me $13,000 in food stamps one family gets when the homeless shelter in Norristown is closed, when the people with fentanyl are dying on our streets, when our vets don't even have homes to live in. But we're giving these people, just for votes and power, the opportunity to live in our great country, and they don't deserve it. Come here legally. I have personally, right now, my gardener, he's coming here legally from Ecuador. I've sponsored two families here. They're coming in the right way. And by the way, when they get a chance to vote, they're voting Republican.
You know, about Dave McCormick, it always amazes me how on the left, and this is where the media is complicit, you know, the media wants to talk about Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, who, oh, he was a combat veteran. You heard that, well, until we learned he actually was not a combat veteran. But they will never mention about Dave McCormick, his service. And by the way, somebody who was part of the first wave of our United States military troops sent into Iraq during the Gulf War in 1991, and his leadership, but he was, you know, he is a combat veteran and somebody who served honorably for 5 years. You'll never hear anybody, or I never hear, at least, I don't know, maybe you have, but do you notice that? You don't hear about his combat, his service as a veteran.
I think early on his first, you know, commercial was about that. Mm-hmm. But I think that it was about his wrestling career. He's a terrific candidate, and he's a terrific man. I absolutely adore that guy. So the point is that you have a choice, like you meaning we, in Pennsylvania. Are we going to vote for Bob Casey that has voted against Israel, has done nothing for this state? Or are we going to vote for somebody wonderful like Dave McCormick that is a business owner that created 2,000 jobs, that, like you said, is a vet, a Princeton grad, really smart? The point is that we have a choice today. Bob Casey has done nothing for this, but he has so much of the money. I have to tell you, Dawn, yesterday I got about 6 different pieces of mail from Democrats and nothing from Republicans.
Because they're worried.
Step it up. Yes.
I mean, even though Casey is still like 5 points ahead, I think they are worried about the Senate flipping and about, you know, if people come out for Trump, they're worried that down ticket. I do think they're worried at this point with the economy and everything. But, well,
I agree.
So tell us where we can find you, where can everybody find you and sign up to go to some of your upcoming events.
I think it's wonderful. I think go to Republicans with Hope, republicanswithhope.com to sign up and to get the mail, you know, the registration so we can tell you what we're doing. But also follow me on Facebook, X, and Instagram, because that's where the media finds me. You know, it's been wonderful. I've been interviewed by The Inquirer twice and even The Economist. So it's really about getting out the word that we're Republicans, what we stand for. We stand for wonderful values. So republicanswithhope.com or Republicans with Hope on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Hope, thanks. Thank you, Hope. Thank you so much, and we appreciate all that you do.